Jason.com.
Say we're going to be talking about that among the conversations, among the items that we're going to hit. Plus, e-cigs, fair or foul, New York tries to dump them. There's a big vote coming up at the city council meeting this week. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, obviously, my coffee. I've had too much. My cup runneth over here on America Tonight. I think the biggest story going, though, the buzz in the backyard and something that affects all of us is this craziness with the NSA. But the good news is finally there is a pinch. And by a pinch, I mean a judge slams the NSA. And when I say slams the NSA, I'm talking about all that metadata collection that they do. That was revealed, really, by Ed Snowden. That was part of the information that he pulled off of the scraping that he did out of the sources of the NSA before he took off for Hong Kong and eventually got asylum in Russia. So that's how this whole thing was opened up anyway. We knew that there was spying going on. We certainly knew that we were being victimized, some of us anyway, by it, but not to the level, I guess. And once that all came out through Ed Snowden, then the NSA story just continued to percolate since the beginning of the summer. So now a federal judge rules that the bulk collection of phone records violates the Constitution, likely violates the Constitution. It is a major blow to the NSA because they keep saying that this is how they can expose terrorists and go after Al-Qaeda and get to the Taliban and whatnot, but a U.S. District Court judge, Richard Leon, had no parts of that. He granted a preliminary injunction that was sought by Larry Klayman and Charles Strange in their case. He stayed his decision, saying pending appeal, giving the government time to fight the decision over the next couple of months. So he wrote that he expects the government to comply with the order and, you know, when and if it's upheld. But this ruling is the first major legal blow for the NSA since Snowden started exposing those secrets over the summer. And this probably goes all the way to the Supreme Court. You have to believe that that's where these challenges are going to end up because we're talking about a constitutional challenge. And, of course, Snowden released a statement late on Monday. He has to feel, I guess, vindicated in a sense. He said, I acted on my belief that the NSA's mass surveillance programs wouldn't withstand a constitutional challenge and that the American public deserved a chance to see these issues determined by open courts. So today, a secret program authorized by a secret court was found to violate Americans' rights. It's the first of many. The Justice Department didn't say much. They said, we've seen the opinion, we're studying it. We think the program is constitutional, as previous judges have found, and we have no further comment at this time. That's it. Boom. I guarantee the paint is peeling off the walls at the Justice Department over this. Guarantee it. And the NSA, absolutely. So the judge granted the injunction, like I mentioned, by Klayman and Strange, concluding they were likely to prevail in their constitutional challenge. And what's interesting is Leon is an appointee of George W. Bush's. He ruled that the two men are probably, or likely is the word they used, to show that their privacy interests outweigh the government's interest in collecting the data, saying that means that the massive collection program is unreasonable search under the Constitution's Fourth Amendment. So saying that this violates the Fourth Amendment because it typically requires a neutral and detached authority be interposed between the police and the public. And he says, I can't imagine a more indiscriminate, arbitrary invasion than the systematic and high-tech collection and retention of personal data on virtually every single citizen for purposes of querying and analyzing it without prior judicial approval. Hooray. Hooray. Because I don't think that, I think this was the part that infuriated me the most, and we knew this was happening. We talked about it on the show. Other people have talked about it. The information was out there. It's not that we had no idea it was happening. I think that most people weren't aware maybe of how vast it was. And his exposing it made it become part of the conversation. I mean, almost anyone, if you ask them, even if they don't know much about it, they understand, oh, spying, yeah, and the government's looking at my phones. Even if they know just even a basic threat, they know more about Kim Kardashian, sadly. Guarantee they know something about this. I mean, this was a 68-page opinion. And the final nail in the coffin from this Judge Leon concluded that the government didn't cite a single instance in which the program actually stopped an imminent terrorist threat. So he said, I have serious doubts about the validity of metadata collection program as a means of conducting time-sensitive investigations in cases involving imminent threats of terrorism. Makes sense, doesn't it? Because if you have all of this stuff that you're collecting, and they even say they can't, how could they possibly go through and look at everything? Then in any kind of a timely way, how would they be able to do that? And he also entered an order to bar the government from collecting any telephone metadata associated with personal Verizon accounts, required the government to destroy any of that in its possession collected through the program. So how about it? This is the first step, because I think that this will continue on the path of ending up in the Supreme Court. Not a surprise. Not a surprise, because this is what we thought would happen eventually. Eventually, this was probably going to happen. Likely unlawful. So my question is, does this make you feel better about what's happened? Does it make you feel like, because I guarantee some people think this, that the NSA is being unfairly targeted because of Ed Snowden? I mean, I'm not a big fan of Ed Snowden's. He did reveal information about the collection of things that shouldn't have been collected and all of that. That was out there, that you could have found, that was talked about, that had been mentioned, not as much as it's been mentioned lately, and not to the extent, and not specifics revealing. I mean, just revealing everything that was going on. That was the difference. But still, as far as Snowden is concerned, he absolutely stole classified information, and I don't know how you get around that. If there are more rulings like this, maybe he gets amnesty. Should he get amnesty? That's been talked about. Should he be granted amnesty and be able to come back to the United States? If you want to weigh in, you can certainly do that. Although next, we're talking about e-cigarettes with Jeff Steyer and what's possibly going to happen that will start in New York and could also happen in your backyard. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
Forwards, using all my breath, making love to you was never second best.
We talk about e-cigarettes on this show a bunch of times. Different people have called in to smoke e-cigarettes. We've had people on to talk about e-cigarettes, what's the advantage or disadvantage or, you know, anything as far as cigarette use is concerned. And there's no doubt e-cigarette use is on the rise, very, very popular right now. Tying this into a different direction, how often have we talked about New York and the need, it seems, to control what people are doing, whether it's crazy snack tax or you can't have a big gulp or whatever, thinking that everybody will be slim if they just don't get 64 ounces. Now, New York is set to vote on an e-cig ban. Do you believe it? So how does this make those business owners feel? And what does this say to the people of New York? Jeff Steyer joins us. He's the director of risk analysis for the National Center for Public Policy Research. Jeff, you know, when this first came up, were you, maybe you weren't surprised because you see so much of what's happened in New York. I think it's there is a need to control, and it's dangerous. It's a slippery slope when you start to overregulate. But, you know, now we're talking about a potential e-cig ban. How, you know, to you, when you look at this, how critical is it that this doesn't really happen?
Okay, we are fighting this tooth and nail, and all of your listeners in the New York area hopefully will be joining us in this fight to stop the city council, because this is not just, we're not going down the slippery slope. We've hit the bottom on the slippery slope on this one, because this isn't just an annoying thing where they don't let you have a large soda. This is actually harming people. The irony here is that you've got the public health establishment, the so-called public health establishment, actually harming health, because cigarette smoking is a real dangerous health concern. The e-cigarettes, which are not particularly dangerous and are popular among cigarette smokers to help them quit, if the city council moves ahead this week and bans their use where cigarettes are banned, so not only in restaurants and bars and workplaces, but in Central Park, you wouldn't be allowed to use an e-cigarette. If they treat e-cigarettes the same way they treat cigarettes, that would be disastrous for public health, because e-cigarettes are being used today by people who want to quit smoking. They are They're fantastic public health tools. What the city council doesn't like and what Mayor Bloomberg doesn't like and the nanny staters don't like is that e-cigarettes are a product of private sector profit-driven innovation, not the product of big government telling us how to live. And the problem is it works, and they don't like that because it undermines their basis for their moral authority to tell us how to live.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I guess I just have that same question. Why, of all the things to jump on, and maybe you answered it in what you just said, but it just seems to be there, when you look at the evidence, and you look at the evidence of this of vaping, that there's nothing right now that warrants health concerns by, you know, if workplaces, you mentioned Central Park, outside of restaurants,
beaches,
all that kind of stuff.
Beaches.
Yeah.
Beaches. Out, you can't go to Coney Island and use an e-cigarette if this rule passes. And, you know, I told you what I think the real reason for their feeling so threatened. The argument that they use, and I'm going to try to say it with a straight face. They believe that, number one, it normalizes, that's their language, normalizes cigarette smoking, which is absurd because you're not cigarette smoking. And number two, you know, they think that they've had success in getting people to quit smoking because they've taken away places people can smoke. And what they want to do now is they want to extend the Smoke-Free Air Act, the law that doesn't allow people to smoke in public places, to extend that to e-cigarettes, which is kind of ironic because there's no smoke. There's no first-hand smoke. There's no second-hand smoke. There's no third-hand smoke because there's no smoke. It's vapor. And the danger from cigarette smoking is burning tobacco and inhaling it. It's not from the vapor. It's not from the nicotine in e-cigarettes. Nicotine, while addictive, is not particularly harmful. And the nicotine in e-cigarettes is what makes those products appealing to many cigarette smokers and gets them to quit, which is something that the gum and the patch and cold turkey and taxes and warning labels and bans and regulations have not been able to achieve for so many people.
Yeah, it's one of the arguments, and of course, this is the other thing that they throw up. I've heard this a couple of different times, is in fact, it's almost like trying to compare it to marijuana and other drugs, that it's a gateway deal, that if teenagers, college students, whoever, if they use e-cigarettes, it's going to do the opposite. It's going to push them toward cigarettes. It's going to, regular cigarettes, nicotine. It's going to push them into the habit. But I've never seen anything. I haven't seen any studies, anything
to prove that. That's because the data will not support those claims. If e-cigarettes are a gateway, they're a gateway away from smoking, not towards smoking. And that's why this ban would be so dangerous, because it'll stop people. And it'll implicitly send the wrong message, the incorrect message, which is that e-cigarettes, which they want to regulate just like cigarettes, it'll send the message that they're just as dangerous, when in fact they're not. Look, I can't guarantee that they're 100% safe, nor can I guarantee that talking with you on the cell phone is 100% safe. But we do know that e-cigarettes are dramatically less harmful than cigarette smoking. And that's what we're comparing here, because people are switching. And that's what we want to achieve, not block.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned business owners at the top and how some of them are furious. And New York, I was talking to someone the other day about this, that they have people that come into their bar and they have no problem with it. They've had no issue with anyone. They have kind of a pub. No issue with anybody who is eating nothing. Nobody's complaining. Nobody's saying, oh, this is horrific. Because of course, you don't have the smell, you don't have the smoke, you don't have any of that, which is why it is just so crazy.
I got to share with you quickly a story that really captures the whole mindset here. At the city council hearing last week, where I testified on there 2 weeks ago, where I testified about this, and the city council was pushing, and they were both sides were pretty well represented. The pro ban side argued that one of the reasons we need, the American Heart Association, the American Lung Association, these groups actually are lobbying for the ban, which is kind of absurd if you're working for the Lung Association, you want to get people to quit smoking, but they lobbied for the ban. One of the reasons these groups argue, a central reason they argue, is that we need this ban because it's confusing bar owners and restaurant owners. They don't know how to enforce the Smoke-Free Air Act, and that's why we need the ban. That's what the nonprofit NGO activist group said. Then, and I quoted this in my New York Post op-ed today, Then the representative for the restaurant and bars got up and testified, actually, I speak to our members, and we haven't had those concerns. The public health activists are citing concerns that don't exist, and the bars and restaurants actually want to allow the consumers to vape in their bars and restaurants because people want to do that, and it's not disturbing customers, and they don't have to have security for people coming in and going out all the time. This would be a boon to business. It would be a boon to consumers, and I think most importantly, it would be a boon to public health if we allow e-cigarettes to be used in a more inclusive way than cigarettes. We want to push people to be, well, we don't want to get in the way of people using less harmful products, and the government's about to do that. It's sadly ironic.
What do you think is going to happen at this meeting? First of all, I from what I hear, there's going to be an avalanche of people.
Yeah, well, there already have been people coming to testify. The city council is due to vote this week. There is, and you know, this is about what's happening in New York, but other cities and states are trying to do this. The FDA is looking at how they're going to regulate the product. So all eyes this week are on the New York City Council. They're due to vote this week because they go out of session. Many of the members will be out of office. Mayor Bloomberg will be gone, although I'm sure his successor wants to pass something like this. But they only announced this a couple of weeks ago. They're trying to ram it through before the public has an opportunity to be heard because they know it would be unpopular.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's so prevalent in New York City, and not just in New York City, like you say, even in a lot of small towns, a lot of nooks and crannies, a lot of places where people are listening. And you know what happens once this starts to, somebody bans it, it starts to become more popular. You're right. There's conversations in other cities about it. And then that could happen. The same thing could happen.
Yeah. And if you've got loved ones in New York City, even if you're not in New York City, if you have loved ones in New York City who smoke, have them call their city council member and say, don't do this. There are unintended consequences you may not be aware of. This will be a bad idea. We have to stop it this week.
Yeah, because if not, then it's too late. And as you said, once they pass, and especially with everybody bailing, because, you know, you make whatever, you pass it, Bloomberg's out, and then who cares, like you say, his successor probably would pick up the same banner, and then it's too late, it's tough to go back, you're not going to have that happen.
Yeah, well, there is a groundswell of opposition, and we're happy to see people standing up for public health rather than big government public health. Private sector-driven solutions.
Yep. Jeff Steyer, Director of Risk Analysis for the National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll keep an eye on that. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collections and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for. He's doing like a door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Boy, I hope you're done your Christmas shopping. If you celebrate Christmas, woo, and you are out there braving those crowds, I know I keep talking about it, but it's so crazy. It is insanity. The mall situation, the strip areas, the box stores. I think that's why people sometimes opt for the gift card or Amazon. I'm not plugging Amazon. But there's a reason why people go to Amazon. Boom, boom, they're done. Isn't that terrible? There's got to be a way where you think about this a little bit sooner instead of going crazy. And speaking of that, Wendy James, coming up in our next hour, talks about the tail end of the next hour, talks about the insanity, the stress, and all of that of the holidays. She's a psychologist. And, I mean, there has to be an easier way to do it. I think it's better planning, but as much as I say that, everybody falls into that category at some point, right? With me, I'd probably, and I do this, but if you pick up stuff for your family sooner, you know, earlier in the year you see something, then you got to remember where you put it. And that's the key thing. Where did you hide the loot? Where'd you hide it? And shame on those people, by the way, who, and this is happening, I think, in a lot of different areas, who are stealing packages off of the front porches of people's homes. I mean, listen, in these trusted neighborhoods, people that are delivering them from wherever, FedEx or UPS or the mailman, they leave them there thinking they're fine. They've signed off on that on the other end. And to have it stolen, oh, that is just lame. Somebody, in some cases, they're stealing stuff And then they're leaving the empty package behind to add insult to injury. Yeah. One person actually mentioned that in an email to me today. So let's check out the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Freddie, the guy I just mentioned, who says, Kate, I live in a small town in Illinois, and I cannot believe, I know everyone in my neighborhood, I can't believe that somebody actually ripped off a package that was sent to me from L.L. Bean. It was going to be a present for my mom, and somebody pulled it off the porch. There was a couple of things in the order. I called them. I knew it was them because they left the actual box behind. It just had some of the packing stuff in it, and it was ripped wide open. I think that is pretty risque, if you ask me. There's another word I would use here, but this is a radio show. I'm going to have to say, if I could seek revenge on these people, I would. Well, I just set that up, that I knew that this was happening. It's happening in the Dallas area. That, I mean, it doesn't mean every house, every neighborhood, but here and there it's happening where people are stealing packages off of someone's stoop, where they leave them there and they think that they're okay. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Michael, who says, mind-blowing, Ed Snowden, what a hero. He goes from goat to hero in my book. The NSA can't scramble fast enough to put out the fires that he started. And now this judge says, forget the NSA phone program, and talks about all the information and grants a preliminary injunction. How awesome is that, Kate? What do you think happens? Well, I think it goes all the way to the Supreme Court. Because this, with something like this, especially, you knew it the second there were challenges. It goes to the Supreme Court, then let's see what they decide. And I think they'll decide it's unconstitutional, but maybe not. Maybe they won't. It'd be interesting to read that decision and as it travels through to see what happens in the next level. I'm going to call it the next round, the next judge round. Because it will. It'll end up as a constitutional challenge for sure. And does it make Ed Snowden look better? For some people, yeah, I think it would make him look better. But he's just been dumping tons of information about them. It'd be wild if in the end he did get amnesty, but I don't see that. Definitely the Obama administration is not backing this guy. They're saying he stole information, period. That's it. So they're not going to back anything to do with amnesty for Snowden. And I don't know that you get that from somebody else either in the future, because then that's going against the NSA. Even if they think there's an overreach or say, well, geez, you know, we're looking into this or we're investigating of this bulk collection of the phone records. That's not happening. Got another one here from Harry, who says, so much for the bulk collection program. The problem I have is that now everybody thinks Snowden is so wonderful, but you got to remember he stole secrets. So I can't see how he'll ever step foot back into the United States. Not that I necessarily agree with it. I'm kind of neutral on the whole thing, to tell you the truth. But I can't imagine that the president would wave the magic wand of forgiveness. Do you think so? No, I don't think so. For you just said it. I don't think that they're going to do that at all. At all. I mean, period, end of story. Because he took the records, he flew. Boom, he flew the coop. They're going to say he agreed. It was classified information. But look at the damage he's done. They've had to redo systems to the tune of millions of dollars. Even General Alexander said that no, they had to change lots of systems. They still know there's more information that could be dumped out and could hurt. All the things that have come out so far already have been damaging to some relationships with some countries and the president. And now the most damaging relationship is all the spying nonsense and the fact that all that information is out there. Now they got to dump the information, or eventually the road to dumping all that information probably will happen at the Supreme Court level, I'm thinking. It's not looking good for the NSA, that's for sure. So, Here's another one. This one is from Sam. And Sam says, Kate, can't believe that poor girl in Colorado. So sad to actually read the stories. I heard you a little bit on another show, and I went back and read some of the stories. And by all accounts, she was a really well-liked young girl and had absolutely no contact at all with the kid that was holding a grudge against the librarian. And unfortunately, she got in the way of a bullet. And who knows whether she survives it or not. It's got to be a harrowing experience for her family that had to be shocked to get that phone call. Yeah, you betcha. I mean, first of all, it's the typical scene now in America. Oh, no, lockdown, shooting, something's going on, we don't know. And there's not going to be all that information initially. Helicopters overhead, kids running out of the building, scurrying to the school, dropping whatever you were doing to get there as fast as you humanly can to find out if your kid is okay. Because you really don't know. You have no idea. This one is from Gary, who says, Hello, America, tonight. I have to say that if I win the Mega Millions jackpot, because I only knew about it listening to your show, I'll give you and Matt some of the money. I can't tell you what the percentage would be, but tell me where to send the check and I'll send it. I feel that confident about winning. Gary, that means that you feel confident you're going to be struck by lightning. You will actually have an easier chance of being struck by lightning. Could be over 600 million up to 586 right now. And the odds are definitely not there for you. The odds are against every single one of us taking a chance on the lottery. Hey, someone has to win. Isn't that what the commercial says? But the odds of it happening are not great. I mean, they're not great. Most people are buying a handful of them, and I think it'll be crazy on the next day. And, you know, who knows? Maybe it gets rolled over again and somebody wins an even bigger amount of money. If you get that cash option, boy, that would just be an amazing thing, I got to say. But you have an easier chance of getting struck by lightning. Absolutely. I mean, good luck to anyone who's playing them. I love the fact that you say you would include us in it because we tipped you off to the fact that there was a lottery. So how about that? Bravo. And then finally, this one from Shooter, who says, the judge ruling against the NSA phone snooping is a great thing, Kate. It's a good day in America when a whistleblower like Ed Snowden, who's just been trashed and thrashed by this government, actually is justified, in my opinion, especially now that a judge is backing it up. Let's see what the Supreme say, and if the Supreme Court goes along with the ruling, and it's a major blow to the NSA, don't you think that'll kind of make the idea of amnesty a little easier to swallow? I don't think so. I don't, because clearly they'll say, the Justice Department would say, that he stole classified information. I don't think that they would do the amnesty thing. It'd be shocking if they did. At least the Obama administration, if they did it, I don't see that. And then whoever comes afterwards. Hang with us. We're going to go a little deep here on this final segment of America Tonight. And remember, if you have something to say, send it to us at americatonight.net.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It was all me. The way I was feeling, no selfishness, no none of that. It was the way I felt. I couldn't take it, and I didn't want you guys to catch me on the sideline, you know, crying or anything. What I done was absolutely not right. You know, I shouldn't have left. I should have stayed out there, you know, and let the clock, as soon as we hit the field, that's when I should have left. As soon as the game, you know, when I seen everybody walking to the field, I should have left.
He just didn't want to cry. That would be the voice of Dez Bryant, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys losing their game by just an incredible finish against Green Bay. Hey, everybody, we're hitting that final couple of turns here in this Hour of America tonight. Green Bay beats Dallas 37-36. Green Bay was trailing 26-3 at the halfway point, and they come back and win the game late on Sunday afternoon game. That was our game of the week, our nail the score game. If you just tuned in, nobody nailed the score, not even close. Most of the people who played picked the Cowboys, including me, but nobody was even close to the score anyway. For anybody who picked Green Bay, only two people in all picked Green Bay. So we'll do it again. You know, we only have a couple of games left. We'll do it again on our Wednesday, well, actually our Thursday show in our third hour, last two segments. Your chance to nail the score, win some prizes, bragging rights if you pick the game of the week, if you correctly pick the winner, and what the final score is. After that, we'll have One more nail to score, and it'll be on Monday, on our Monday to Tuesday show. So I guess really Tuesday early, because, of course, then we hit the holidays, Christmas Eve and Christmas and whatnot. So we won't be doing that, needless to say, on Christmas night or Christmas morning or any of that. It'll be a couple of days before it. And then there we are at the end of the season. So week 15 wraps up with Baltimore beating Detroit 18-16. And how crazy it was. The Ravens really shook off the Lions, who on Sunday were in first place in the NFC North by the end of the day. And now on Monday, they are in third place. And how do they do it? With an incredible 61-yard kick. Justin Tucker, 61 yards, 38 seconds to play. His sixth field goal of the game for the Ravens. So then they end up beating the Detroit Lions. It's just been that kind of season. Matt, what a wild finish to all the things that you and I have talked about when we've re-racked and talked a little football here on the show. A crazy finish. It's not the record. 63 is the record, and that was just tied this year.
Sixty-four.
64 is the record, and it was just tied this year again. But 61. Oh, who broke it?
The record
it?
Was 63.
Oh, it was 63, Tom Dempsey. Yeah, that's right.
Dempsey,
started, yeah.
Akers, and Jason Elam had 63-yard field goals. And then this year, Matt Prater, the Broncos kicker, kicked a 64-yard field goal.
Yeah. That was just a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And so now his 61 is still, wow, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You don't see that. You don't hit 61. That's not normal.
And
that's
like,
not just normal range.
The difference with this kick is that it was at the end of the game to win a game. I think almost all those other ones. Well, no, the Dempsey field goal was one to win the game too. But I think the Elam and the Akers kick and the Prater kick, they were all halftime kicks. So it's the end of the half, and if you miss it, not really that big of a deal as long as they don't return it, obviously. But yeah, the Dempsey kick was one to win, and that actually was against the Lions as well. So of the big kicks, two of them have been used to defeat the Lions.
Oh, that's awful. That's right. Oh, that's terrible. That's wild. And yeah, Prater, I remember it now. Prater's was, it was 64 against, I thought it was 64 against the Titans, right? Yeah, 60,
yeah, I think so.
It
I'm
was
talking
64
about
against
the Dempsey kick, though, was against the Lions to win it.
Yeah. It was against the Lions for that one, but Prater's was 64 against the Titans, and that was crazy because now you're right, he flat out owns that record, and I don't know that anyone breaks that. The 61 is still incredible. When you start anything over 60, and especially depending on the conditions, but just in general, and listening to Justin Tucker afterwards talk about hitting it, he said he didn't really get all of it. He didn't really get all of it, but he felt like it was going to just get in there, so he felt good about it. But he still says that was his reaction. Oh, geez, I didn't really get all of it. Imagine if he had gotten all of it. He would have just smashed it through even further.
And I was watching that live when it happened, and it looked, at first, I thought it was going to go just wide and be a little short, but it kind of started coming back towards the inside of the post. And, it cleared it. It was definitely close, but I don't know how much further he would have been able to kick it from. But, I mean, six field goals, and he had just hit, I think, a 55-yarder before that. So the last two were like 55 yards and then 61 yards, and that's your game winner right there. And then Stafford, I mean, you still have the best wide receiver in the game in Calvin Johnson, and he throws this ball. I don't know if you saw it, but I think it was Burleson, like just in the middle of the field and high toss. And I don't know. I mean, not a lot of people are talking about Stafford choking in games like they are with Romo, but he's another one where he hasn't been really coming through in the clutch.
No, and he's still young into that career in a sense with the Lions, but he's kind of makes those mistakes, the same thing, throwing those clutch interceptions. And there was, hardly any time left on the clock. I mean, you know,
there was about 37 seconds, but they had all three of their timeouts, though. So
that's right.
Theoretically, they would have been able to get there. And they have David Akers as their kicker now, who you know, has some range as well, having just kicked that 63-yarder when he was with San Francisco. So you would think that, theoretically, they would have had enough time to get up there and at least try a field goal that would have won the game. And I don't know, in my opinion, the Detroit Lions, and this has been the case for a long time, but especially the last 2 years, they have had a ton of talent on both sides of the ball, and they just can't win. And you got to think that Schwartz is done there.
Yeah, because you can't, if you have that many years in a row where you're so close, and you mentioned it with Johnson, Calvin Johnson, Megatron, to have somebody like that on your team and to just squander it away, you know, it's, you think of the Detroit Lions and think of another player that was squandered away. Think of Barry Sanders. Think of the years that the Detroit Lions have had some decent players. They had a superstar. And they haven't, and then they didn't produce a championship. They didn't, I mean, ultimately they didn't win a Super Bowl or even get close to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Barry Sanders was by far my favorite player growing up. So I always said that, you know, they never had a quarterback for him. And once they finally got Herman Moore as a wide receiver, and he was there for a couple of years, but then he had injury problems. But I mean, they had a decent enough team if they could just get a quarterback, and he was stuck with people like Eric Kramer and who was the Miami Dolphins backup? Scott Mitchell, who went in there, too. I mean,
yeah,
it was
terrible.
Rodney Pete, Andre Ware. They just kept going through all these quarterbacks that couldn't win.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I mean, we're going through that here in Minnesota with Adrian Peterson. A lot of people think that we're wasting his best years by not having a good quality quarterback. And
yeah.
I don't know. I think the Lions need to make a change. When you have all that talent, look at the defensive line. The defensive backs are pretty decent, too. But that defensive line and then the running backs with Bush and Bell, they have Stafford. You have Calvin Johnson, the best wide receiver in the game, who's almost unstoppable. And they just, I mean, they're always on the bubble of making the playoffs. Some years they make it. Some years they don't. I think, what was it, last year they finally made it. But they can't win any games. And I don't know. My opinion, Schwartz needs to go.
No, absolutely. He's probably one of the first guys that gets the pink slip. And now at this point, the NFC North, it's crazy. Chicago's 8-6. Green Bay is 7-6. Detroit is 7-7. They really, really blew that. Minnesota, the crazy thing about how crappy the Vikings have played this season is they actually could have been in the middle of this with how awful the NFC North is. But they blew too many games in the beginning of the season, for sure. So, very, very strange NFL. Don't forget, you can play Nail the Score Thursday. Thursday in our third hour, last two segments. You don't have to know anything about football. You are just picking a team, picking a side, and a final score. Woo!
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.